It's Monday, December 23rd, 2013. Thanks for tuning into this, the last episode of Season 10 of The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Good song that was to start off this here last episode of season 10 of The Sounds in My Head with. That was Anne Brun from Stockholm, Sweden. Originally, she was from Norway, but she's relocated to Stockholm and now she makes good music from there, which, you know, Stockholm, it's where good things come from. That should be their slogan. Anyway, that was the song Do You Remember? It's off her recent release, It All Starts With One. And man, what a phenomenally great song that was. It's just such a great, you know, kick in the pants sort of song to start off the show with. And unfortunately, it doesn't really represent the album terribly well. The album is much more folky, you know, it's sort of a folk record. A lot of really quiet, slow songs. It's great. It's really good. It just didn't have the punch I was looking for an opening track. Jose Gonzalez makes an appearance on there with one of the tracks. Really good. Song's kind of long. Didn't put it on. But, you know, the album's great. Totally recommend it, but just don't expect a whole bunch of songs like Do You Remember? Because that song is something special, as they say. Speaking of things that are something special, Kate LeBon from Wales now lives in Los Angeles. She is something special. She's got this new record. It's called Mug Museum, and her past records are good too. Don't get me wrong, but this new record, Mug Museum, phenomenal. It's so super good. We're going to hear two tracks. It was really hard to choose them. I wanted to put on like six songs, but I had to pick two. So we went with these two. We're going to hear I Can't Help You, and then we're going to hear Duke. Both fantastic songs. I Can't Help You is great. It starts off the record. It's a really good song. And then Duke, it's just got this chorus that it gets under your skin somehow. I really like it. In a good way. Under your skin in a good way. That's how people usually use that, right? Here. Yeah. Anyway, so here we go. Kate LeBon from Los Angeles via Wales with I Can't Help You and Duke. Where else but right here on the last episode of Season 10 of The Sounds of My Head.
Legacies. half hidden until the arms close, scheduling tides, pitching up in our paths. We'll never grow.
Okay, that was two songs in a row by a band from Chicago. They're called Wild Bell. And Wild Bell kind of has a little bit of reggae thing going on. The songs we heard were Keep You and It's Too Late, both from their album Isles. It's their debut as Wild Bell. And I should say, Wild Bell, its siblings, who were previously in another band together, and that band, shockingly, was Nomo, the Afrobeat band, which is playing behind me right now, incidentally. So, Nomo, some of the members, they were siblings who were in that band, and then they sort of broke it apart and built something else, and now Wild Bell, which is nothing like Nomo, are now making music together again, and it's really good. So if you like to Keep You and It's Too Late, definitely want to pick up Isles. It's really good. Wild Bell, I guess these kids, they know how to put together good records, because Nomo wasn't bad either. Speaking of things that aren't bad, how about this awesome band from right here in New York City? They're called Reputante. We're going to hear two songs from their debut EP, Oceanside. We're going to hear Lock Me Up and Deep Set Eyes. Both are phenomenal. Both remind me of something. I hear it and I'm like, oh my god, it's exactly like something. And I just can't, I'm sure I'm an idiot for not being able to, I just can't place it. I can't figure out what it reminds me of, but it's exactly like something. If you know what it is, email me and tell me. Daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Okay, here we go. Reputante with Lock Me Up and Deep Set Eyes from the Oceanside EP. Super good stuff. If you like these two tracks, definitely pick up the EP. It's worth your money. So here it is, Reputante on The Sounds of My Head.
Treating me as oh so bad, I feel I'm going out of my to save Christmas.
Sarah Palin. She has a new book out about the meaning of Christmas.
Can you understand why somebody who is not a self-identified Christian would feel uncomfortable with demonstration of something from the Bible, from the New Testament, coming from the government? Because to them, that might feel like their government is picking a religion, and it's not theirs.
Well, there are things that we can do about that to, I guess, lessen that offense. We can do that in our personal lives. For instance, in my family, we have the menorah out on through December on our kitchen table. I want to teach my children about the Jewish faith.
Quick word to the Palin kids. While I appreciate the gesture, Jews don't actually just leave a menorah out for the month of December. Like a knick-knack in a curio case. Goes in the window and you only put it there for 8 days. There's gotta be someone who can defend Christmas with a little more authority.
Over the years, we've taken on the role of protecting the federal holiday of Christmas.
Even though it is not in any way threatened. But I'll bite, since we do this dance every year. What other secular humanists are peeing on your Yule log this year?
Macy's, a company that I generally like.
Macy's! Macy's isn't Christmassy enough for you? What have they done?
This year they're touting Santa Claus, who will help you, quote, with your holiday wish list. So here's my question to Macy's. What holiday is Santa celebrating?
Ah, that is a good question. Santa, or Sinterklaas, is celebrating the Feast of St. Nicholas, which originated in the Netherlands in the Middle Ages and occurs every December 6th. But you might not have heard about that because, like every other December holiday, it was long ago sucked into the insatiable black hole that is Christmas. And by the way, you're upset with a department store because in their effort to get you to buy a Swarovski crystal Hello Kitty snowman figurine, they're not invoking Christ's name enough. I thought Christians used to complain that their holiday was getting commercialized. Are those days gone?
I love the commercialization of Christmas because it spreads the Christmas cheer. It's the most jolly holiday, obviously, on our calendar.
Obviously.
Baby, what's come over you? I don't know what you're saying. In your eyes have lost their allure. I think you might be crazy. It's only water. of sailing the waters from Dublin to Pompeii. No one to please a solitary man. You may have a year, or possibly three. So please to your health and wherever it may be. Tip up your glass, eat, drink, be glad, and you will save yourself from the memories. But you will save your whole son from the misery. Your cheek and sunk in your chest, you're soft as a sponge and you know you need rest. Think of your home with longing and distaste. How long has it been since you darkened the door? Your entrails are turning, your tears are burning. Facing the day you thought may never break. Never been clearer. Is this where it ends? The taming of your feet, and you will save yourself from the memories, but you will save your whole soul from the misery, and you will save yourself.
That was two songs in a row right there by a band called Bright Moments. The album recorded right here in New York City, but the band, I think, lives in Portland now. Maybe they'll move back. Who knows? The songs we heard, Milwaukee Protocol and The Sailor, from their album Natives, debut record from Bright Moments. If you like those two songs, you probably also like the band Beirut, because there's a fair amount of similarity, I think. And it's not coincidental. The band Bright Moments, it's really a guy named Kelly, and Kelly also used to play with Beirut a lot. So there's some synergies going on with the Beirut and the Bright Moments, and in all the right ways. So I really like that stuff. If you like those two songs, definitely pick up the record. You will not be disappointed. It all sounds just like that. Speaking of things where if you like the two songs I'm going to play, you'll like the whole record, how about this next band? They're called the Black Hollies. They're from Jersey City, New Jersey. That's right, Jersey represent with Black Hollies right here. We're going to hear two songs from their album, Somewhere Between Here and Nowhere, starting with the title track, Somewhere Between Here and Nowhere. Then we're going to hear Wake Me Up When It's Over. And like I said before, these two songs, if you like them, you're going to like the whole thing because it's very consistent. It's great. Kind of sounds like garage rock from the 60s or something. It's really good. A little bit lo-fi, but doesn't hurt it at all. So here we go, the Black Hollies from Jersey with Somewhere Between Here and Nowhere and Wake Me Up When It's Over. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh,
just there. That was two songs by Brooklyn's own Frankie Rose, formerly of Crystal Stilts, Dum Dum Girls, and of course the Vivian Girls. She gets around Frankie Rose like a record. We heard two songs. We heard Heaven and Requiem from her new record. It's called Herein Wild. And if you like those two songs, you're probably going to like everything, because she's pretty consistent. Almost too consistent. This new record, it's very even keel. Like, every song's just as good as every other song. Nothing really stands out. Nothing's horrible. It's just very straightforward and pretty good. So if you like those two songs, check it out. All right, time to finish up the season with something special. That's right. Something a little atypical for the show. Hip-hop. That's right. I don't play too much of it on the show. But that doesn't mean I don't like it. It just means I don't play too much of it on the show. And occasionally I like it a lot. And in this case, I love it. I love this song. It's so good. And I love the whole record. Kelly isn't as wild about it as I am, so I only get to listen to it when she's not home. But here we go. Shad, that's the name of the band. He's from London, Ontario in Canada. And his parents are Rwandan, but he was born in Kenya. And then he grew up in Canada. So he's got some good heritage, you know, for fodder to write songs about. And he's just fantastic. We're going to hear the song Fam Jam, parentheses, Fee Some Immigrants. It's from his record Flying Colors, which I love. So if you like this song, Fam Jam, which is definitely the best song on the record, don't get me wrong, but the whole record's pretty great. It's a lot of thoughtful, well-considered intellectual rap, which is definitely my favorite kind. So here we go, Shad with Fam Jam from his album Flying Colors, finishing up this episode and season of The Sounds of My Head.
Some immigrants. Yeah, from donated clothes to caps and gowns. It's a little shout to my black and brown folks that know the game, not in class to clown. Had the funny accent, well, look who's laughing now. See, Samir came here to grind, and he slaved at every minimum wage job. But he saved that, brought his sister on scholarship to make stacks. Working as a surgeon, she bought a whip and paid cash. No time to whine, we just face facts. Let's fit six in the back, and let's take that to the best restaurants, make reservations. Since we out here, since they made reservations for First Nations and they never made reparations. The natives probably relate more to immigration. So this for y'all too, when I can't forget the Haitians here for an education. It's a celebration. Not bad, huh? Draw lines and make borders real, but then bend the rules when there's more to drill. Don't turn away the stateless. Think of the waste if one in three refugees is a Lauryn Hill. Come a long way, we can move forward still. From the poorest to up by Lawrence, Forest Hill. But more than that, Skrillery Banks, just chill. Make a home, just build in a zone less ill. In a place to be safe, you found an escape route where we come from. So we grateful to Jesus. And now the top is the next stop. This drop, oughta have my aunts on a guest spot, red hot. I'm tired. Going from sweatshops to tech stocks. Doctors without borders with dreadlocks. We quote an S. Doc Carter on Otis. Turns out some fresh off the boat kid wrote this. Not that bad, huh? Third world born, but first world form. Sometimes you feel pride, sometimes you feel torn. See, my mother tongue's not what they speak where my mother's from. She moved to London with her husband when their son was one. And one time after family ties, I turned on the news and saw my family die.
Why?
Pop said it's murder in the motherland and things about colonialism I didn't understand. All the things that shape a man and his mind state. A community income and crime rate. If times change, why my people still in dire straits? If it's a big world, show me where's my place in it. I had to talk to Pops for a minute. He said, Shad, this world wasn't home to begin with. Just keep defending the oppressed, take steps and keep rapping. You might just be the best. Well, yes.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Sources and Springs, Abercrombie 1949 by Water of Life. I also talked over New Tones by Nomo and Fancy Dance and Kinky, both by the John Barry 7 and Orchestra. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you can also find links to follow me on social media, or you can email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I'm going to take a little time off, and then I'll be back probably in February of 2014 when I start doing season 11. Oh my gosh, season 11 of The Sounds of My Head. And until then, have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and, all that jazz. See you later.